The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Wednesday, June 28, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel on Tuesday said to be grateful for the initiative of the International Solidarity Day with Cuba, which had been held in several cities worldwide, including the United States. The Cuban leader expressed his gratefulness to those who fight for truth and justice in defense of our people and posted a video about these actions, calling for the end of the U.S. blockade and Cuba's exclusion from Washington's unilateral list of states sponsoring terrorism. Díaz-Canel further stated that such a gratitude was on behalf of the Cuban government and people who have been facing up the cruelest harassment and the most unfair economic war. The Minister of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Cuba, Álvaro López Miera, and his Russian defense counterpart, Sergei Shoigu, confirmed this Tuesday the strength of their military relations. The head of Russian military department during the meeting held in Moscow assured that Cuba has been and continues to be Russia's most important ally in the region. He also pointed out that Russia plans to jointly develop with Cuba a series of projects in the technical military field and proposed a closer rapprochement. Shoigu specified in conversations with López Miera that Russia is willing to help Cuba, subjected to the illegal economic, commercial, and financial blockade by the United States for more than 60 years. Likewise, he stressed that Russian-Cuban relations are on the rise today. Several high-level Russian delegations made official trips to Cuba this year, and Cuban Prime Minister Manuel Marrero recently paid an official visit to Russia. Cuba has been chosen to host the 69th Regional Commission for the Americas of the World Tourism Organization, UNWTO, in 2024. At the meeting of that body held on Tuesday in the capital of Ecuador, representatives of different nations approved by consensus that the Caribbean nation will host the forum next year. Cuba's first Deputy Minister of Tourism, Maria del Carmen Orellana, highlighted that in this forum, the island will be able to show leaders of the field how the activity has been developed throughout the national territory. She stressed that at the 2024 meeting, with the presence of UNWTO executives, they will be able to discuss significant issues for the region and for the Antillean nation. Orellana pointed out that they are working to diversify the offer with the development of new products and experiences that respond to the new global trends and encourage the interaction of travelers with the communities. The purpose is to ensure that the benefits of tourist activity are translated into profits for the population, both in large poles and in small towns. The Cuban Ministry of Science, Technology, and the Environment, Elba Rosa Perez, ratified on Tuesday in Caracas her country's commitment to the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC. When speaking at the meeting of ministers and high authorities of science, technology, and innovation of CELAC, which is meeting in Caracas for 2 days, the Cuban official reaffirmed her conviction to contribute as much as possible to the strengthening of this integration mechanism. Perez urged to put science, technology, and innovation at the center of the debates of the Latin American and Caribbean bloc for the construction of a community for all. She advocated for the greatest possible use of science and innovation in the region in priority sectors such as agri-food, energy, health, and the environment, among others. The minister affirmed that Cuba welcomed the proposal of President Nicolas Maduro to create the Latin American and Caribbean Center for the Development of Science and Technology and announced that they can count on the support and accompaniment in its creation and development. The Retomando el Son Bailando Casino International Project and Cuban culture authorities confirmed that the second Mega Rueda de Casino, a Cuban typical dance, will be held all over the country next Sunday. The event will inaugurate the program Summer with Love, which will mark the beginning of the summer season in Cuba, an initiative that will be joined by dancers from 168 municipalities and will serve as preparation for Cuba's attempt to break the Guinness World Record for the largest Rueda de Casino 2024. According to organizers, it also includes the Clave de Son event, during which as many people as possible will clap their hands for 5 minutes. The Havana event will take place on Italia Avenue, also known as Galliano Avenue, where casino dancers will demonstrate their skills in this popular dance. This is an extraordinary opportunity for unity through son and the casino dances, the essence of our culture, the sponsor says. And in the international agenda, we have that Interior Minister Luis Alberto Heber will be questioned again in the Chamber of Deputies responding to concerns by the broad front, that is, Frente Amplio, about the government's security plan. The Frente Amplio will question Heber about the spiral of homicides that has hit Montevideo over the past few weeks. The Interior Ministry assures that most crimes have decreased during the current government and promised to give unprecedented information. According to Heber, criminal violence goes hand in hand with the actions of groups linked to drug trafficking and their struggle to control that market. Meanwhile, the General Magistrate of the Electoral Justice of Brazil, Benedito Gonçalves, condemned the former President Jair Bolsonaro for abuse of power during the last elections and voted in favor of disqualifying him for 8 years. I consider partially admissible the request to sentence Jair Messias Bolsonaro for the practice of abuse of political power and misuse of the media in the 2022 elections, said Gonçalves at the second session of the trial held in the Superior Electoral Court. The decision was made due to Bolsonaro's direct and personal responsibility for the illegal conduct practiced for the benefit of his re-election candidacy. I declare his disqualification for 8 years after the 2022 elections, Gonçalves ruled. The magistrate considered that there was a deviation of purpose in the use of the symbolic power of the president and the position of the head of state to degrade the electoral environment. In the vote, Gonçalves affirmed that Bolsonaro influenced the electorate, mobilized negative feelings, fueled institutional tensions, and instigated the belief that the falsification of results was a threat that was surrounding the 2022 lawsuit. The June 29 session was reserved for the trial against Bolsonaro, and the defense stated that it wishes to appeal the court's decision. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.